would have been.
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll start with questions with Mauro Stacchio. Michelle, please.
Mauro, pretty back and forth game, especially, I guess, during that first half. You know, they obviously opened the scoring, and then you guys respond very well. I guess just your thoughts on the overall game.
I actually think their goal gave us a little bit of a release. I feel like the players went into the game a little bit nervous. They obviously started the game quite well. They got a goal off, and I think after that we started growing into the game. So it's obviously coming from two negative results. We wanted to break that. Maybe that gave the players a little bit of anxiety in the first couple minutes, but I'm happy with the performance. Obviously, you know, we at home, we always want to go for the win, so it was a bummer in that sense. But overall, we did what we had to do. We protected our backyard, came back from a 1-0 deficit, and then we just have to try and hold that lead. But other than that, overall, we did what we had to.
And your wing backs, seems like you've gotten a lot of, I guess, attacking joy from them this season. Obviously, Riley's scoring a screamer again today, but Max is right in there consistently down the right, and that's kind of allowing Gabby to tuck centrally and provide, you know, plenty there as well. Your thoughts on them and what they kind of have added to this group this year?
I think they're doing exactly what we want. Obviously, they have to be fit to go up and down, and they've, you know, been taking care of their body and obviously doing what we've asked. And it gives us opportunities to either play outside or inside. I think Max and Riley today have found success in going into those crossing areas and those shooting areas. I think we can be a little bit more aggressive. But with that being said, when they block the outside, you know, we try and play inside and show today, obviously, Gabby, Alto, and even Shola getting into situations where they can punish. And I think we got to be a little bit more ruthless. I think in the second half, after another transition moment, Gabby has the opportunity to hit it first time, which he does and tries to cut it back. So we're growing. I think it's a new system of play. It's a new bunch of players. It's been 13 weeks of work. Happy with where we are, but it's not enough. We've got to continue to grow, but overall satisfied.
You've been here for a bit, whatnot, York. So even though you're the head coach, you're aware of this. You know, last season, York fell to scoring in fortunate CPL across the four matches, and even here, of all time, fortunate eight wins most games any other team in their away matches. So, question for you is, when you saw that they got the goal, you guys got the goal early on, right away after conceding, did that feel like a sense of relief that, you know, the team's still showing, I guess, some sort of more fight in this 9-5 derby?
Definitely. I think that's the mentality we want to build. Obviously, we don't want teams to come here and step all over us, and that was kind of the message, obviously, not only now but in preseason, that we have to protect what's ours and we have to protect our backyard. So to be able to bounce back and not have any, you know, I guess, traumas from the last games where we concede and we don't really know how to bounce back, I thought that the players today showed personality, showed that there has been growth on the mental side as well, and it's good to see. It's good to see because, again, we do have a lot of quality. Tactically, obviously, the guys are understanding it. Technically, you know the players that we have out there and the quality that they have. So it's up to us as a staff to continue to grow them on the mental side, and I think they've shown that today.
Absolutely. And to follow up, overall, I mean, what were some of the things that you saw today maybe this cost you guys some kind of extra 2 points? Because, you know, you guys did take the lead this match, and in the first half, especially after Forge had scored, there was extra energy really started to show. So where do you feel it went wrong for you today as to why you couldn't get all 3 points?
I think it's details. It's one of those we don't concede from a set piece, but and then their penalty comes from a set piece. So I think at the end of the day, it's fine details. I think we have to make sure that every moment of the game we're concentrated. We don't switch off, and we do what we have to do. I think if we do what we have to do, especially on the ball, I think we can punish teams more. I think we're super aggressive on into the final third. We just need that end product to come out. So continue to push for that. I'd be more worried if we weren't creating, if we weren't getting into the final third, if we weren't getting shots. Now I think it's just, you know, continue to stay loyal to what we believe in, and, you know, at some point the ball, instead of hitting the post and going out, it's going to start hitting the post and going in. So it's the consistency, the hard work, and that, like I say to the players, that's it's a non-negotiable. They have to show up every training session, every game, and to be fair with them, I think they have been doing that.
Mario, playing a game with
5 goals last week and 4 goals today. So definitely not much time to catch breath for you guys. But I'm sure kind of, you know, as you said today, responding to conceding better, more of a 90-minute performance, maybe less naivety in the second half than you saw in the heartbreaker in Ottawa. So how much do you think kind of the learnings from last week played into being able to take a point from this game?
I think we're becoming more of a team. I think we're not just feeling sorry for ourselves or starting to point the finger, and I think that was clear and right after the first goal. I think, you know, guys started talking to each other, picking each other up. If it was maybe, you know, last season or a couple seasons ago, they put their head down. So really working on that togetherness. You know, I'm not going to continue to insist on this, but it is a new team. We have a bunch of new players and not many players from last year, so that togetherness takes time. I do think we're in a good place. I do think the players are together, but it's a learning. It's a lot of learning, and for you to learn at times, you can't just read a book. You got to go through the episodes. And thankfully, I like to say thankfully that we're going through those episodes early in the season, and we're learning from them right away. So hopefully, from here on over, we don't fall into the same traps.
Yeah, and this performance was especially impressive, kind of considering some of the injuries, some of the changes you had to make, like Noah Elijah, who's been your captain for the whole season so far. I'm not quite sure what happened, but I'm just guessing that he had an injury. And Farron's still out. Stirring, who was always such a big piece last season, still out. Favela, not in the team today, so having to make those changes and still seeing a very good results, I'm sure you're very happy to see that.
Yeah, definitely. On Elijah, he felt something during the week, late in the week, that we've assessed, and we decided not to bring it in. But in regards to the depth of the squad, that's something that we've always wanted since day one, and the players are showing that. I tell everybody, you're going to get your chance. Now it's just up to them to kind of prove that spot is theirs and continue to fight during the week. So I like to have headaches. I like them to kind of say, listen, I'm here and I want to play. And I think everybody sort of has done that. I think, you know, Adonijah coming into the first three games played well, didn't get on the scoring sheet, but if you actually look at his game, played really well. You got a guy like Alto, started off the bench in the beginning, now he's scoring goals. You got a guy like Shola, same thing. Even Bergman, hadn't had a minute, came on, did well. So it just shows that, you know, we as a staff trust our players, and, you know, it's up to them to go out there and perform and not only protect their back, but stand up for their team. And I think, you know, I'm happy with the players that we have, and, you know, I'm going to continue on using them.
Hey, Mauro, talking about the players that you recently have, I just want to know, what do you think about the very first minutes of Brian Ross?
Brian, he's going to obviously continue to grow. He's someone that has a week of training, so being able to understand the way we want to play is obviously going to take a while. But, you know, he went out there and showed you guys what he is. He's a workaholic. He has a little thing for the goal. He wins the ball in good positions. You know, he had the clarity to win a ball in transition and square it off to Gabby to create, I guess, half a chance. So he's going to continue to grow. He's energetic. He's hungry to help the group, and we're happy to have him.
Did you put an eye on him when you were in Portugal?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously went out there, and that's a market that I in particular know quite well. So looking at players overseas and in Portugal in particular is something that we've wanted since day one. And again, I think he's just a product that there is quality abroad. It's just about bringing the right players in, and he will grow, he will perform, and we're happy to have him.
Mauro, I think today it would be fair to say it was a pretty open match in the entire 90 minutes. I'm just curious, how much does it help have a striker like Julian Altobelli, who's, you know, had this really long run of form, even dating back to last season? How much does it help to have a guy like him be up top and have, you know, the opportunity to be converting those chances that you do create in a game like this, where I think both teams had a lot of chances and even some that they probably want back at them?
I mean, I think it helps me, and it helps every coach in the world having a player that has a good relationship with the net. So, no, I think, like I said, I think Alto is probably one of the players that has the best relationship with the goal, I'd say, in the CPL. The way that he trains, the hunger that he has to put the ball in the back of the net, I think I haven't seen for a while now. And yeah, to win games, you need to score goals. And you know, I'm gonna try to do my best to extend this goal scoring moment that he's through. But again, for me, I think the goals come from his work ethic. And that's the reality. Also, someone that puts his head down, gets to work, and he's seeing the fruits of that. So he's planted his seeds, and now you know, thankfully, he's collecting what he planted.
And you sort of already spoke about this a little bit before, but in getting a lot of these new guys in, like Alex Bergman and with Brian Ross coming in as well, it gives you, like you said, a lot of options to work with. Looking at your wing back specifically, obviously you get Orlando back for the first time today, gets a couple of minutes in as well. How do you envision that sort of competition between him and Riley Ferrazzo coming, you know, playing out and even maybe on the right side, because I know Ryan can't play that right side as well with Max, having three very top quality wing backs in this league. Where do you think that can carry you in terms of both in terms of managing those minutes, but also in terms of clubs and goals creating the season?
I think the internal competition obviously helps us as a team, helps me as a coach, but ultimately it helps them to grow. So I think they can't really just show up to training and be like, you know what, today I'm not going to train. They have to train. So it's good to see Max is growing, is getting into the final third. He's having a little bit more end product than he'd had at the beginning of last season. Obviously, Riley, the numbers speak for itself, and Orlando not having a full preseason with us is getting into obviously his form, but he comes in today and he does what he has to do. So the players are bought into it. Like I said, I like to have those good headaches, and those are situations that I'll have to manage. But the same going what I said about Alto, I hope Riley continues to score, because that'll make my decisions a little bit easier.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Hey, Mauro, you mentioned earlier there were some nerves coming into the game from some of the players. Was that more about the stakes of the derby, or was it something else?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think obviously the history of these derbies, obviously they're always good ones. They're always games that, you know, excite people, and then obviously the players are aware of that. On the other hand, also coming, you know, out of two losses and wanting to perform for their home fans and in their backyard, I think that creates a little bit of nervous feelings as well, and some anxiety. So it's things that, you know, they have to start to get to know each other better, get to know themselves better, and grow in those senses, because there's going to be more derbies, obviously, in this league. We play each other four times, so they'll have at least three more derbies, and they'll have other games against, obviously, teams that are from Ontario that mean a lot. But in this league, I say it all the time, you can't relax. You can travel to Vancouver, and it's going to be a hell of a game. You can receive a team here, it's going to be a hell of a game. So those nerves, I like to look at them as a good thing. That means the game means something to the players, and that they're emotionally connected to it. It's just for us, then we just have to learn how to shake them off a little bit earlier, and not know how to shake them off with the goal. So
yeah. Just to follow up on that, how important is it for you to end this winless streak sometime this season?
It's important. It's important. Obviously, no team likes to lose, and the more you lose, the harder it is to get up in the morning. So I think now they've got up in the morning, they've done the work, they've done the doggies in a sense, and you know, they showed today character. I think if you look at the whole game, we never really ran away from the game plan. We had personality, we came out flying. Second half's obviously something that hasn't been going our way. I think today we created opportunities, we showed up. So just extremely proud of the players wanting to grow. I think that's the biggest message in the locker room, because again, we can look at the past games as, you know, some moral victories that we did perform well, but we didn't end up winning, and we can pat the players in the back. But I'm not that type of player. I think I'm that type of coach. I think that's moral victories are important to a certain extent, but you can't live off them. You can't feed off them. So they went out there today. They showed personality. They showed how we can play, obviously, against a tough Forge team. And they grew. They grew, and I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Last one.
You guys have conceded late in each of the last two games. What has your message been to the team this week to try to avoid that, especially considering this game is fairly open?
I feel like we've conceded too much, so it doesn't matter if it's at the beginning of the game or at the end of the game. But I think we just, again, I talk a lot about it, and this is something that I'm insistent on, is just to understand the moments of the game. Obviously, you know, at the beginning of the game, things are a little bit more relaxed. We can go for the result and whatnot. But then there's certain times in certain games that we might just have to close up shop. So it's to have those concentration moments. And I think they did well today. I think it was they were alerted for it during the whole week. Obviously, we were alerted at halftime, and we did what we could off the bench to keep everybody focused and concentrated. And they did what they had to. I think we had opportunities again, like I say, in the second half to go up and score that 3-2. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way. And I always say, listen, if we're not going to punish teams, then they can't punish us. So closed up shop, obviously not satisfied with the tie, because at the end of the day, it's our backyard. We want to, you know, get the 3 points in every game at home. But we were able to break that game off two losses, and I'm happy with that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.